is Wick Grosbeck on the Greg Hill Show in March. Well, not so fast, my friend. Less than 5 months later, you're out. You're not going to be the governor.
What happened?
We're not sure just yet, but according to Sham Sharania today, Wick Grosbeck will no longer stay on as governor as part of the Boston Celtics $6.1 billion sale to Bill Chisholm, sources tell me, and Ramona Shelburne. Plan had been for Grosbeck to remain through 2028. Chisholm assumes governor title, and the transfer will be finalized soon.
Soon. Like how soon?
Soon enough. Well, you got a date? You need a
soonish
date? Yes, Dan Ball?
He must be pretty upset with the direction of the payroll and the franchise.
Yeah, this is interesting in one sense, given everything that's gone on. I even hearken back to the Bob Cousy quotes we talked about on Friday from Dan Shaughnessy, where he said Chisholm and this ownership group is snake bitten and nothing's gone right since they've been announced and taken over. Does this play into sort of that world of just sort of chaotic Celtics news? Or is this just how it happens? They did the same thing in Dallas, where Mark Cuban was, he's going to stay on as the governor. He's not going anywhere. And then the transfer went through and Mark Cuban was out. I think sometimes this is done to, like, placate fan bases and just, you know, smooth transitions of power or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but at least Mark Cuban stuck around for a while. Like, he was still courtside and connected to the team longer than negative time. I mean, like, that's it. Wick's going to be gone.
Well, you don't think Wick will go to games anymore?
He might. I don't know. It might be awkward for him.
Going to have to buy tickets.
You think he's going to have to buy tickets? You don't think they're going to comp him some for a little while?
But the money just, the old Billy the Chiz just shelled out for the Celtics? He's going to be charging everyone. No more freebies for Poppy, Crafty, Drake, anyone by the courtside. Pay up. Pay the money.
So, Dan Ball, do you think this could have something to do with promises made, promises not kept, whether it's governor promises or promises of the way we're going about business, and that this teardown, which basically puts everything on the broad shoulders of Jaylen Brown this offseason, where you get rid of Porzingis and Drew Holiday and you're cutting costs, you think that could have something to do with it?
I don't know. Just to borrow something that you and Arkane used to talk about, it stinks a little bit for me. I sniff something out where I feel like the spending is obviously an edict from ownership. We don't want to live in the second apron, which is fine, but that doesn't come off as a Wick Grosbeck ownership philosophy. That comes off as maybe something new that's been brought in, and maybe he decided, if you're going to spend and operate the roster like this, my services aren't needed anymore.
I would just, for me, and I know nothing about massive purchases, I'll just say that out the gates, never bought anything more expensive than a house or a car. But if I pay...
You know how annoying both of those are.
If I pay $6.1 billion for something, I want to go sit at the draft lottery and have my face there. I want to be the one who goes to the important meetings and votes for my $6.1 billion asset. Like, I'm going to have a front man? Unless that front man is somebody really cool. Unless I'm making, let's just say, Tom Brady, right? The face of the team. Okay, that's going to be good for business. Other than that, my $6.1 billion literally buys me a seat at all the important tables.
So you think he thinks Wick was stealing the spotlight a little bit?
Like, could be a little bit of Wick steal. Like,
well, that's what Wick did for the entirety of his career. We didn't find out his dad owned the team until he had already stolen the spotlight for a decade or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. When you think Celtics right now, do people think Bill Chisholm? No, they still think Wick Grosbeck.
Yes.
So maybe Bill Chisholm's getting a little tired of Wick Grosbeck being the face of, if you will, like more than just like this honorary governor. Like, people think Grosbeck, and, like, he wants this to be his Celtics now. Look at all the change this team is going through this year. And, by the way, sneaky weird day overall in Boston sports so far. Crochet gets hit. Grosbeck is gone. Bad practice yesterday for the Pats. Can we have two nice days in a row? Are we allowed that?
I think we've had plenty of nice days in Boston sports, and I'm not going to jump to conclusions because a glorified walkthrough. The offense didn't look great yesterday.
I heard it was terrible.
Yeah, it looked terrible, but Josh McDaniels beforehand said, we're going to do some stuff today that's different with people in different roles, and it was a glorified walkthrough. I don't put a lot of stock in that. I'm worried about the offense. Don't get me wrong. That could also be teeing up my three-point stance about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from now.
Ew.
But because they looked bad in a walkthrough environment is not what I'm going to base it on. Like, I'm not going to jump to conclusions on that. And I'm also not going to jump to conclusions. Like, Wick Grosbeck on the Greg Hill Show said, you know, it's important for us to work together or something. Wait, why? You're the former owner. I'm the owner. We don't actually have. That's like somebody showing up at your house and being like, yeah, I used to live here. It's cool if I still go in the garage and do some stuff, right? No.
You guys mind if I come over for dinner? Like, no, you don't live here anymore.
Yeah, like I don't really. It makes sense that these don't work out, that they promote them as ideas, but it makes perfectly good sense that I don't want the former owner hanging around the team that I presently am the owner of. Yes, Diz.
But you would say, for the most part, fans loved Wick, right? You know, pay us in parades, pay us in, you know, that was great. And so I could see Bill wanting to kind of, I don't know how to say it.
Your first name basis with him?
Yeah, yeah, Bill, my buddy Bill.
Yeah, my guy
Billy
Bill.
Banners.
Mr. Chiz.
But, he's from the area.
But Bill Chisholm wanting some of that, you know, the way fans loved Wick, for him to kind of get the same treatment. And so you want to kind of keep Wick in good graces and try to come, oh, we're buddies, we're going to work together.
You know how Bill Chisholm can do that? Be a good owner. Say some of the right things, and most importantly above all else, win. Or at least try to win, and then eventually do the job and finish the job and win. The, like, saying it or looking it, whatever. He already has the resume, right? Weren't we told he's been a Celtics fan since he was a little kid, and he grew up, where'd he grow up? Somewhere around here. Georgetown or something, some town in Massachusetts.
Is he a Stowe kid?
You don't need to ride Wick Grosbeck's coattails. Just because he had success as an owner, you bought that success, and you hope you're going to have future successes. The only way I would have used Wick Grosbeck, in my opinion, is if you could somehow have blamed the tearing down process on Wick Grosbeck. I didn't want to do it as the new owner, but Wick made me do it. It was a contingency or something in the sale, blah, blah, blah. If you could somehow use him as the scapegoat, the bad guy, I'm all for using Wick Grosbeck for that.
Oh, you're an evil man, Andrew. Huh?
Like, you got to do what you got to do. If I could somehow blame him for why we traded Porzingis, why we traded Drew Holiday, why we are spending less money, absolutely blame Wick. Otherwise, my team, I'm going to be the face of my team. I'm a Celtics fan. I'm going to say the right things. I'm going to do the right things. We're going to compete for banners, and all things are good in Team Green these days. So I don't think this is a huge deal. I actually, as I said, I think it's always sort of a mirage. It was a mirage in Dallas. It's like nobody's dumb enough to pay billions and let somebody else like be the face man and take all the glory. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, Ted Johnson will join the show. We'll get to our three-point stances, and I will indeed tell you what and why I'm worried about with your New England Patriots. And no, it has nothing to do with a glorified walkthrough. Three-point stance next here on WEEI Afternoons.